Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, hopefully you should all be familiar with Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Group, a former textile manufacturer turned holdings group that's worth almost $900 billion today. With sidekick and double act Charlie Munger's recent passing and Buffett himself being 93 years of age, people are questioning what the future of the company might look like under new leadership. To discuss this, I'm delighted to be joined by Stephen Clunan. He's a non-executive director of multiple companies, including Shaw's Department Store, Dortec, Donnelly Group and more. And he's been to 12 of the legendary AGMs held in Omaha every year. So, Stephen, you're somewhat an expert on the Berkshire Hathaway Group with your experiences. Can you maybe let our listeners know, you know, just, I suppose, a little bit about this annual event and what it all entails?
So the annual event is it's a big event. About 40,000 tickets are issued for it. They used to call it Woodstock for capitalists. So it gathers people up from all around the world. And the key part of it has always been, as well as the kind of formal AGM, which takes place at the end of the day, there's this 5.5 hour Q&A session with Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett. Buffett typically fields most of the questions, and then Charlie chips in bits and pieces. But obviously, he's missing this year. So this is the first year that he hasn't been there.
So, Stephen, if we reflect back and we look at if you had $1,000 in 1965 and you were lucky enough to put it into Berkshire Hathaway Group, it would be worth, as opposed to if you put €1,000 into the S&P 500, that would be worth $300K today. But if you put it in Berkshire Hathaway, it'd be worth $42 million. So, the returns have been absolutely phenomenal.
The returns have been phenomenal, and that's part of the reason why so many people turn up to the meeting. There's a lot of loyalty. People are very grateful. There's also a lot of local people there who've become millionaires and billionaires as a result of being early investors. His compound return, as you say, is huge. He hasn't had quite the same return in the last 10 or 15 years because there's just so much money now. It's harder to get out things that make a difference.
Well, if we look even over, say, the last 28 years, $20 invested would have given you $400. That was the share price. So that's a 2,000% return. So it is, as you say, hugely impressive. Am I right in saying that he was always skeptical about tech stocks? And maybe that was why the performance over recent years, that the two Teds, as they're known, Ted Combs and Ted Weschler, these are the guys who look after a part of the portfolio. They persuaded him, I'm hearing, to invest in tech stocks.
Yeah, he didn't. He said that he didn't understand the tech stocks, and he wouldn't go into he wouldn't invest in things that he didn't understand. The big exception to that is Apple, and as you say, the two guys were the guys who first alerted him to that, and that is by far. He has a lot of wholly owned companies, but by far the biggest quoted stock that he holds is Apple. And he holds 6% of Apple, which is worth about $160 billion at the moment.
Wow!
And just by the by, they have about $180 billion of cash to invest at the moment, and they're struggling to find places to put that.
Yeah, there's been some speculation around that, Stephen, and obviously we're not here to speculate, but that is a problem, isn't it? Because to get another giant return, you need to find a home for a big piece of cash. And there was word of somewhere like Boeing, which wouldn't be alien to somebody like Buffett.
No, he would see Boeing as one of two companies in a very big market, and he might he might be able to get his head around that. Whether he'd be able to buy that outright or not is a different matter. He doesn't do competitive auctions or hostile bids or any of those kind of things. So people need to come to him and say, will you do this or will you invest in this?
Yeah.
And I think the more money he has, the harder it is to get something to move the needle. You know, he might find something here or there that's 10 or 20 billion, but when you have 3 billion extra a month coming in, it's hard to find things to spend it on. He is buying back some stock, which helps a bit.
Yeah.
But not very much.
So he's been doing this for so long, Stephen. You know, and as you said earlier, Charlie Munger's passing last year. How many more AGMs, are left in a 93-year-old? To be fair to him, he's made a massive contribution to, I suppose, his own personal wealth and the wealth of others. But how long much more can he keep doing this?
I mean, it's very hard to know. When I started going first, he was in his 60s, and I thought it was near the end. He was asked that question at this year's meeting, and he said, well, look, he said, I've studied actuarial tables, and the advice wouldn't be to take on a 4-year contract at this stage in my life, at 93, a job contract. So, who knows, Bobby? There is a plan. Greg Abel will take over from him. They're not going to give a date, and that has been the pattern for the last 25 years or 30 years.
Yeah, and what do we know about Greg Abel, former hockey player, has been there for a couple of decades, so he does know the drill, doesn't he?
He does, and he used to run all the energy businesses, Berkshire Hathaway Energy. He's Canadian. He's 61. He was on the podium for the event on Saturday with the guy who runs the insurance business, Ajit Jain. So he certainly looks like a safe pair of hands, Bobby. He's very much into the culture. He's able to talk the same language as Buffett. But Buffett is a unique individual, and that's obviously something that concerns shareholders. But he does look the business.
Right. There's also like a bit of humour and, the double act that was there. Charlie Munger used to joke that Buffett only bought companies that an idiot could run, because sooner or later, that's precisely what happened. That kind of stuff gives, even though we're talking about serious economics here and serious capital investments, there's always been a good spirit and good humor around the event and, I suppose, the culture around the whole thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of the culture is around treating the shareholders as partners and the managers really feeling like owners of their businesses. But what you're talking about there, Buffett's own, he's a fantastic communicator,
yeah.
And he's able to put things in very simple terms that people understand them, whether it's talking about a particular type of investment, and he speaks quite bluntly. He does have a good sense of humor. He's self-deprecating. He tells stories against himself during the things. He admits to mistakes, hands up. He does a lot of that.
Yeah.
So I think I don't see any of that in Greg Abel. I think Greg
okay.
Abel will be, there won't be as much of a show at the annual meeting, but people may still go along because they want to hear Berkshire is a very interesting business, and there's lots of things to learn at it. And at this stage, it is a Woodstock for capitalists. So there's a lot of people in that town that weekend that have interesting things to say.
Sure. So it's developed into something almost much greater than it. But look, I just finally then, I take it you'll still make it to another couple of Woodstock for capitalists. Then you'll be getting your ticket.
I'm certainly very open to it, and it would be nice to think. I didn't make it this year, but I was there last year. It'd be nice to think there might be another couple with Warren there.
Okay. Well, Stephen, thank you for for your contribution on this. It's a fascinating subject. He is indeed a fascinating man, and the Berkshire Hathaway Group truly has been a stellar performer over the decades. So, Stephen Clunan, thanks for joining us this morning, and we wish you well.
You're very well. Thank you, Bobby. Nice to talk to you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.